This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Wayne Bell. He writes the column Culture Club for the Fayetteville Flyer. Wayne, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
We all know the feeling. You're excited about a movie. You've been waiting for months. Perhaps you read the book. Perhaps you've read great reviews. Perhaps you just have somebody in it you want to see. And then you watch it and you go, oh my gosh, this is horrible.
Yep. And I think that this time of year is always ripe for one of these movies to come along.
So we're talking about disappointing movies.
Mm-hmm.
And before we list movies that we, over the past few days, have been coming up with, the idea behind a disappointing movie. If I go see Transformers 3, which I haven't, I don't expect much of anything from that.
No.
So if I walk out and I think it's a brain-dead movie with great effects,
then
I'm not disappointed.
What you got.
Right.
Right. A disappointing movie is something that, you know, you thought either had great potential or that you looked forward to for a long time, and then it just didn't in any way live up to what you had either thought or that you had heard from other people.
So you have a list in front of you. What are some of the ones that you've come up with?
Well, I've noticed that mine fall into a couple categories. We have sequels.
Mm-hmm.
We have books that turned into movies that shouldn't have been. And the last one that I really noticed was follow-ups. Like a director has a great first outing, wins an Oscar for best director, best picture, and then they do a follow-up and it just doesn't. You can tell it was misguided, or maybe they thought I want to bookend that Oscar, and they tried so hard and it just didn't work. So in the sequel category, well, my first is, and it pains me because I can watch, if I turn the volume off and watch it for the close, it's great. But I was such a huge fan of Sex and the City on HBO, and the movies took it in a. The show was so self-contained and it ended so perfectly that it wasn't that the movies were terribly bad. It's that I just thought there wasn't a point to have it. And, you know, that's the mark. And there's other sequels that I thought of, too, like Ocean's 12.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get that incredible cast and Julia Roberts and everything, and then it just doesn't work. And made people not see 13, which I hear was actually better.
It was.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the troublesome part. And other sequels that really bothered me, besides Ocean's 12 and Sex and the City, I really felt like maybe the worst one I can remember is Lost World, the sequel to Jurassic Park. And then I think the classic one that everyone talks about is Godfather 3.
That's the one sequel I have on my list.
Mm-hmm.
And I generally go in with trepidation to sequels, but because Godfather 2 had been so good.
Maybe even better than the first
exactly.
one.
Exactly.
Right.
And it was Francis Ford Coppola. Here we go again. But I remember walking out of the theater just incredibly disappointed with Godfather 3. I've seen it since, and I feel it gets perhaps a worse wrap than it deserves, but it's still highly disappointing.
I agree. I think that it actually holds up a little bit better. But it didn't. What it did was it met that criteria that I was talking about, where it's not that it's just terrible. It's just it proves it didn't need to be made.
So those are your sequels.
Those are, you know, my sequels. I know that the unanimous, it's not a sequel, but a prequel. The unanimous choice when I was looking on the internet and doing research was those Star Wars ones, which I never saw the first ones. So I certainly never saw the prequels. But apparently that's the most hated.
Yeah,
reboot.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that. You also said books that should have never been made into movies?
Yeah. The Da Vinci Code.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed the book. I thought it was okay, but the movie was so long, and they had that terrible haircut on Tom Hanks, and it just didn't work. Other ones that the Lovely Bones... with Stanley Tucci.
Right. Who is one of my favorite actors.
You knew it was going to be dark, but it was just so depressing and twisted. And you knew there was trouble when they kept pushing it back and pushing it back and pushing it back. And then our old friend Tim Burton has a tendency of redoing books and old or older movies. And so I would say Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Good choice.
And Alice in Wonderland, both beautiful yet terribly disappointing.
I never saw Alice in Wonderland. I went to the theater to see Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I grew up with the Gene Wilder version.
Mm-hmm, which I love.
I do too. I didn't expect it to be that good. But I did come out of that theater asking out loud to the people I went with, why was that made?
Right.
Why
and that's just it. It did not move the story
on. It was made for money.
Right. And then the one that never lived up to hype that people told me was The Hangover. Everybody told me it was the funniest movie they'd ever seen and that I would be rolling, and it ended up just disappointing me because I thought it was, you know, really sophomoric and I didn't understand it.
I have a couple of other movies I want to mention.
Did we have any overlap besides Godfather?
No, we don't.
Wow.
Several summers ago, I was anxious to see... I was in a summer popcorn movie because here came War of the Worlds, which I thought, you know, the George Powell version in the early 60s, I thought was very, captured the sense of paranoia and desperation very well. But now, Steven Spielberg, executive producing, and you have these effects. And I just thought it was the most cynical, most cash-grabbing Hollywood blockbuster I've ever seen. Worst movie I think I've ever paid money to see. But finally, how about this cast for a movie that I paid to see? Meryl Streep. Glenn Close, Jeremy Irons, Winona Ryder, Antonio Banderas, Vanessa Redgrave, Maria Conchita Alonso, right? Multiple Oscars and Oscar nominees.
I'm trying to think of what this movie was.
It was called House of the Spirits. And it came and went in 1993. But with that cast, how can it miss? And it was a debacle, in my opinion. And that, to me, is the most disappointing, I think, movie I've ever seen because of that cast.
That and sometimes happens. They'll throw just everybody in a, you know, a project, and it just doesn't work.
Do you remember the movie Scenes from a Mall with Woody Allen and Bette Midler and directed by David Mazursky?
Didn't work.
Didn't work.
And, you know, you mentioned Meryl Streep, and everybody always thinks track record. And, of course, it made a lot of money, but Mamma Mia wasn't good. I mean, nobody could think that was good. Pierce Brosnan alone, his singing was just so bad.
Yeah, see, I don't think I could have been disappointed by that movie.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
I've seen bits.
I would skip that and Phantom of the Opera, both of which never needed to be made.
If people have a comment about you, your picks, they could always comment.
Oh, yeah, they could Facebook me, or they could put it on the Ozarks at Large Facebook page and let us have it. Because I know that there's some, you know, Crash or Alice in Wonderland diehards out there.
Or a classic movie you heard about for years and then finally sat down and said, what is this about?
Waterworld. Yeah.
No, I don't think that one. Wayne Bell writes the Culture Club column for Fayetteville Flyer and is never disappointing. Wayne, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.